今天是母亲节，所以牧师恭祝所有做妈妈的母亲节快乐。
Today is Mother's Day. Allow me to wish all the mothers among us a happy and wonderful Mother's Day.
同时，牧师也为你的孩子祷告，希望不但是你，还有你的孩子全家都平平安安、健健康康的，因为目前是最重要的大事。
And allow me also to pray not only for them. That during this time of disease and coronavirus, that everyone will be healthy and safe and sound.
从我们刚才所读过提摩太后书的一章五到七节，我们看见有两位敬虔的母亲。
From the passage we just read from the book of 2 Timothy, we realize that there are two very special mothers.
一位就是提摩太的妈妈有尼基。
The first is Eunice, who is the mother of Timothy.
另外一位是提摩太的外祖母罗伊。
The next mother is Timothy's grandmother, Lois.
我们看见这两位做母亲的特点，就是他们非常看重属灵的成全。
I observe something very special about these two mothers, that they are very, they took special care.
换句话说呢，他们非常注意这个属灵的教育，一代传一代。
Yeah, they are very, they focus on this spiritual legacy, whereby they will continue to teach biblical, sound biblical teaching from one generation to another.
那么因此呢，提摩太从小的时候呢，对神就有一个很好的认识。
And because of that, Timothy, even from when he was very young, he began to have a great knowledge of God.
特别是提摩太对神的信心，
especially his faith towards God.
难怪保罗在第五节这样说嘛。
No wonder Paul said that in verse 5.
他说想到你就是提摩太，你提摩太心里无伪之信，这个信注意是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的。我深信也在你的心里，也你的心里。
Verse 5 has this to say, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
我们看见这个父母对神的信心会非常影响他自己的孩子。
I realize that I can see that it has great impact on the child.
那什么叫做无伪之信呢？
What does it mean by strong faith, remarkable faith?
无伪之信就是他的信心不是假装的。
That means their faith is not fake.
保罗对提摩太说他的信心是真实可靠的。
Paul says that faith is dependable.
这个很重要。
And it's very important.
就是看见提摩太他信仰的基础打得非常的牢靠。
For we can see that Timothy's faith is built on a very strong and firm foundation.
所以不得不归功于他的母亲还有他的外祖母。
Well, all the credits goes to his mother and grandmother.
那会产生什么样结果呢？
What will be the result of that?
就是第七节那里说的。
The result is found in verse 7.
因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，注意乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心嘛。
Verse 7 tells us that for the Spirit of God gave us does not make us timid, but give us power, love, and self-discipline.
所以这就提醒我们，今天做父母的要看重的是什么呢
？So this reminds us as parents today, what must we put emphasis on?
其实不是给你的孩子很多的钱呢。
It's not to give them a lot of financial support.
而是帮助你的孩子能够培养他跟神 建立一个亲密的关系。
Rather to help them establish and build a strong and good relationship with God.
这才是给你孩子一生中最大的祝福啊。
That is the greatest blessings that you can bestow on your children.
这个是金钱买不到。
It is something that is invaluable.
所以求神给我们智慧，让我们懂得看重属灵的传承。
Let us ask God to give to, let us see the importance of spiritual.
那我们做父母的领受了真理以后呢？
Legacy. So after we parents receive the truth,
要实际的去操作嘛。
That we have to practice it.
我们再来读箴言二十二章六节。
Let's take a look at the
Proverbs.
Proverbs.
二十二章六节那里讲什么呢
？Proverbs 22 verse 6, what does it say?
啊，就是教养孩童，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老也不偏离。
God's word says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it.
请问是谁去教养孩童呢
？May I ask who is supposed to go and teach the children?
当然，教会有这个儿童主日学老师也帮忙教养一下。
Of course, we have Sunday school teachers that will help them.
但是最主要的教养的责任是我们做父母的嘛。
But most important of all, that responsibility goes to parents.
那在教养孩子之前，我们自己本身先要有美好的见证。
Of course, before we even teach that to our children.Let us have good testimony, personal testimony.
比方说礼拜天要守主日。
For example, Sunday we worship God.
虽然在疫情之下，我们还是要分别为圣，把这一天归给主。
Even though now that we are in this period of endemic, yet we should set aside this sun every Sunday for the Lord.
虽然我们在家里面。
Even though we are at home.
但是礼拜天早上，你还是衣服还是要穿的稍微整齐一点吧。
We let us still put on some proper attires.
啊，千万不要穿个睡衣啊，很随便的来敬拜主。
Please refrain from worshiping God like in your pajama.
因为当我们有一个尊主为大啊，我们看 PowerPoint， 尊主为大的心态的时候呢，啊。
So let us learn how to magnify the Lord, because when we do so, it is actually our external experience that is flows through our inner love toward God.
如果我们真的是尊主为大，无论在家里、在教堂、在任何地方，我们都有一颗敬畏神的心。
If we truly magnify the Lord.Be it in the church, at home, or anywhere, we will magnify our Lord.
我昨天听一个牧师讲道。
Yesterday, I heard a pastor preach.
他承认他不是说他有多爱主啊。
He admitted that he is not like a loving God very, very much.
但是他是非常的怕主。
But he has great fear in the Lord.
他的意思是他有一颗敬畏神的心嘛。
What he's trying to say that he has this fear and reverence for God.
特别我们华人可能比较内向啊，好像没有说那么样的爱主，那么样的去表达爱主的这种情怀。
Well, maybe as being Chinese, we may not be able to so outwardly express our love for God.
但是敬畏神、尊主为大的心态是每一个基督徒都需要有。
But every Christian should have this kind of attitude that we should magnify the Lord, we should praise Him and glorify God.
我很强调在生活中要操练。
I always emphasize that we should practice that in our daily life.
比方说吃饭，我们要记得有谢饭祷告。
Give you an example when we have a meal, we say grace.
无论以前你在餐馆外面的餐馆。或者今天你在家里，记得还是要有谢饭祷告。
Regardless of whether you have your meal in a restaurant or at home, always say grace before.
因为在这个病毒的传染之下，我们能够健康的活着， 能够每日领受三餐，的确要感谢什么？
For in the midst of this, this coronavirus pandemic, and we, the fact that we still have our three meals a day, we should give thanks to God. And our children see every act, every action of the adults. Chinese have a saying that we'll something that we can copy, we can mimic.
就是说生命一定是影响生命。
Life will affect life.
那我们看见提摩太他这个扎实的信仰完全是因为他的母亲还有他的外祖母所培养出来。
Because from the life of Timothy, we can see he is being trained by his mother and his grandmother.
当然我们知道母爱是非常伟大的。
Of course, we know the mother's love is the greatest love.
因为天父透过每一位母亲，让我们体会到什么叫做牺牲的爱。
God has, through the love of a mother, show us what is sacrificial love.
啊，你看这个好吃的，妈妈常常是自己舍不得吃，都是留给孩子吃。
Well, most of the time, mom will leave the best piece of her meal to the children.
啊，过去如果孩子生病了，哎呀，做妈妈的非常着急了。
If the children are sick, the mother will be the one who will really worry.
所以做母亲的是非常辛苦的。
So being a mother is very tough.
我求主纪念你们的辛劳。
May the Lord remember you.
啊、那么在以赛亚书六十六章十三节这里、提醒我们的经文是什么呢
？And Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13 reminds us of something.
我读给大家听。母亲怎么样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们，你们也必因耶路撒冷得安慰。
As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted.Over Jerusalem.
这里是用一个类比的方式。
Yeah, this is an analogy.
啊，就是当小孩子受到委屈的时候，他自然的反应就是首先就投向妈妈的怀抱中嘛。
Well, just like when a child has been treated unfairly, the first thing is he will run to his mom and be wrapped around his mom's embrace.
所以你看十三节的第一个。啊、第一个词就是母亲怎么样安慰儿子，我也照样安慰你们。
So that's why in the Word of God it says that, as I will comfort you, as the mother comforts her child.
所以神用一个类比的方式，把自己类比像。啊、做妈妈的来安慰、啊、受委屈的孩子。
Therefore, God uses the role of a mother to analogize the love that God has for His children.
所以这个类比非常的贴切。
This analogy is very good context.
想一想，我们从小到大受到什么委屈，第一个就是扑进妈妈的怀里，跟妈妈诉说。
Remember, when we were younger and whenever we have been mistreated, the first thing is we ran to our mother.
今天我们作为神的儿女
Today, as children of God,
我们有什么委屈，有什么难处，有什么需要，我们就扑进天父的怀里，跟神去说嘛。
Whenever we meet with difficulties and difficult situations, we come before the Lord and pray to Him.
神就一定会来安慰我们。
And God will come and comfort each of us.
还有在《生命记》的五章十节那里说。
And also in the book of Deuteronomy.
啊，这里讲到什么呢？《生命记》五章十节说：“爱我、守我诫命的，我必向他们发慈爱，直到千代。”
The book of Deuteronomy 5:10 says, "But showing love to a thousand generations of those who love me." And keep my commandments.
Oh, 这可是神给我们的应许啊。
Oh, this is the promise that God gave us.
什么叫应许啊？
What does it mean by a promise?
就是神答应我们，他一定会做到的。
That is, he promises that he will make sure he do it for us.
如果我们的心是向着神，而且遵守神的命令的话，
if our heart is toward him and we fulfill his commandments,
神就会祝福你的后代，千千万万，一直祝福下去。
God will bless you and your descendants and all the generations.
这是何等何等好的事情呢？
This is a wonderful blessing.
所以我们做父母的呢，自己先要成为一个敬神爱人的基督徒。
Therefore, let us parents first become someone who fear God and love others.
同时也看重属灵的传承。
And we must also place the emphasis on spiritual legacy.
那么把小孩子从小就带到耶稣的面前。
Yeah, even from young of age, we will bring our children before the Lord.
要一直坚固他的信仰。
So that we can continue to strengthen their faith.
啊，今天在美国呢，很可惜呢，有些孩子一上了大学以后呢，就很少去教会了，跟神的关系也就慢慢疏远。
Unfortunately, in the United States, many children, as they approach time to go to college, they forget about God and everything.
所以我们不但从小要给孩子打好基础，而且一直要鼓励他，一直要来带领帮助他。
So not only while they were young, they should strengthen their faith. We should continue to help them strengthen their faith as they grow up.
现在和大家谈一谈今天做父母的甘苦谈呢。
Now let me take on the subject of parenting, the joys and pains of it.
很多的父母都非常的辛苦。
Especially in this time of coronavirus pandemic, this is especially tough on the parents.
因为大概从二月份开始呢，这个父母就代替了学校老师的工作了。
I think beginning around middle of February,the parents has took on the roles of teachers.
因为你的孩子不能去学校上学了。
Because your children stopped going to school.
所以无形中父母就代替了学校老师的工作了。
So therefore, parents have taken on the responsibilities of the teachers of the school.
那大人还是要继续上班的。
Well, don't forget, the parents continue to have to go to work.
当然，大部分可能有些大人都在家里面上班了。
Of course, there are those who are able to work from home.
但是你还是要花精神啊，来照顾，来教导你的孩子。
Even then, you still have to spend extra energy to take care of the children.
如果有的家庭是有两个以上的孩子，那父母辛苦了。
Especially those who have more than two children, it is really, really tough on the parents.
很多的事情，很多的压力嘛。
A lot of pressure.
但是在这个情况之下呢，夫妻千万不要互相埋怨。
In this very difficult moments, I call on the husband and wife, do not blame one another.
而要更加的靠着主的爱，能够互相的体谅。
Depend on the Lord to be more understanding among one another.
因为时局艰难，所以夫妻呢要共度难关。
Because of this difficult time, this difficult circumstances, let all the couple join hands together and ride through it together.
也感谢主呢，我们肯塔基州呢，相对来说呢，要稍微好一点。
Praise the Lord that in the state of Kentucky, we are in a much better situation.
现在疫情呢，控制的呢，算是相当不错。
Yeah, the pandemic has been quite successfully under control.
我们继续祷告希望这个情况呢会越来越好转。
Let us continue to pray that this situation will get better and better.
那么讲到在家里面比较大一点的孩子呢，也要来理解父母的辛劳。
Then I would also like to tell the children who are a little bit older at home that you should be more understanding about their parents.
因为圣经从旧约到新约一直在强调。我们做儿女的呢，要孝顺父母。
Because throughout the entire Bible, if your children are taught to obey your parents.
请我们大家来读以弗所书的六章一到三节。
Let's take a look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, 1 to 3.
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母， 这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on earth.
这里说做儿女的在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的。
He says that children should obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
我们解经的时候要很小心啊。
As when we study the word of God, we have to be very careful.
我听过有人解经说，你为了要在世长寿，要活得很久，所以你才来孝顺父母。这个解经是，对不起，是错误的。
Some people interpret this passage incorrectly. Live long in your life, and then you come to obey your parents. Now, that is wrong.
那就是变成你有一个为自己先打算的心态，这是不对的。
That attitude shows that you first care about yourself. That is incorrect.
这里讲的是做儿女的要听从父母是理所当然，这是我们的本分，是我们该做的事情。
What it says here is that as children, it is our responsibility, our duty to obey our parents.
那什么叫做在主里面呢？
What does it mean by in the Lord?
就是要在敬畏神的原则下面去听从父母。
That means we must obey our parents in the biblical principles.
因为这里讲听从嘛，就是你听了以后，你还要顺从，还要顺服，照着父母的话去做。
Here it means that we have to obey. It means that you have to listen to your parents and then do it according to the biblical principles teaching.
当你这样子愿意真心的孝顺父母的时候
So when you truly obey your parents
神看在眼里他就来祝福你让你能够生活的让你的寿命能够长寿
God will bless you accordingly
那么所以我们做儿女的首先要学习的就是不要去顶撞父母
So as children let us not argue with our parents
意见可能有不同的时候。
Well, we may have different perspective.
常常有的时候有误会，真的是误会产生。
And for that reason, sometimes we may misunderstand one another.
那么做孩子呢，就学习用一个温和的态度来表达。
So as children, you should learn to be able to self-explain yourself, explain to clarify.
就是我们学习呢在说之前慢慢的想一想要怎么说。
So let us learn to speak softly and think before we speak.
这个说的表达的态度也是很重要的。
And the way we speak is also very important.
因为良好的沟通需要很多的操练。
Because we need put in a lot of practice to be able to communicate skillfully.
那这也关系到人的个性啊，有的人他比较内向。
And of course, it's also taken into consideration that there are some people who are introverts and have some issues with that.
有的人他不太会表达。
And they are not able to clarify themselves.
有人告诉我，因为美国现在的经济很不好。
Someone told me that now the financial situation in the country is really bad.
大概每五个人当中就有一个人是没有工作的。
At least one out of five is now jobless.
那现在有工作的人呢，并不表示呢以后他还可以保有他的工作。
And even for those who still hold a job currently, that does not promise them they will hold this job forever.
因为这个疫情以后呢，整个的经济的活动，整个会有很大的一个变化。
Because this pandemic has changed a lot of things in the world.
所以很多人呢人心惶惶。
To a lot of people, they have this fear and worries in their heart.
换句话说呢，大人的压力其实也是蛮大的。
And the pressure on the adults is extremely heavy.
那么作为基督徒怎么办呢？
As Christian, what should we do?
解压有三个方法。
There are three methods to help us to depressurize.
第一个方法就是常常唱诗赞美神。
Number one is to continually praise God with hymns.
大声赞美神。
Openly sing hymns to God.
特别你在家里面嘛。
Since you, anyway, you're at home.
啊，带着你的配偶，带你的孩子一起来赞美神的慈爱，赞美神的信实，赞美神的恩典。
So you can, together with your wife and your children, come before God and sing praises to Him.
那其实唱诗也是很好的肺部的这一个运动。
Besides that, actually singing is very good exercise for your lungs.
唱诗赞美神的时候，你就会思想到过去神在你身上很多的恩典。
When you start singing praises to God, it will bring you back a lot of good memories that you have about God.
解压的第二个方法，当然也就是祷告。
Number two, through prayers.
最好是全家一起祷告。
Best is to have the whole family pray together.
啊，现在科技很发达，你可以用这个 FaceTime 跟在不同地方的孩子们一起来祷告。
Yeah, with this currently advanced technology that we have right now, you can pray with your children through FaceTime, everything.
学习全然交托给神。
Learn to completely commit yourself to the Lord.
因为神知道我们的需要。
God knows our needs.
我们就要来到神施恩的宝座面前，把我们的需要交给他。
As we come before the Lord's throne of grace, let us share our burdens to Him.
有一节经文帮助我服侍主有将近30年的时间。
There's a particular Bible verse that helps me through life for more than 30 years.
哦，今天送给你们。
I will make this a gift.
请大家来读彼得前书五章七节。
I want you to look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
好，我们看一下 PowerPoint.
Let's take a look at the PowerPoint.
好，彼得前书五章七节，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Peter says, cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
这是神说的。
This is what God says.
神要我们将一切，一切就是所有的夯不拉的，所有的忧虑通通卸给神吗？
This is what God says. He wants us to shed all our difficulties, our anxiety onto Him because He cares for us.
因为当你这样做的时候，你就怎么样？完全轻省了吗？
When you do it this way, it sort of revive you.
那其中的是你对神的信心越大，你就自然放心的交给他去处理了。
So when you do such way, you feel that you have full faith and you will commit yourself and all your anxieties and problems unto God.
那么如果你对神的信心很小，难怪很多的重担还是你自己来扛了。
Of course, on the other hand, if your faith is small and weak, then you will not be able to entirely commit yourself to Him.
所以我们有主的人要学习懂得去靠主。
So therefore, for us who are Christians, let us learn to depend on the Lord.
我们看一下 PowerPoint 好吧。
Look at the PowerPoint.
你信了主，你有主还不够啊。
Well, once you believe in God, don't you have enough?
最重要的是要懂得怎么样去靠主得胜。
Yeah, after you have trusted your life unto Him, you need to depend on Him.
因为他既是这样一位伟大、至高、全能的神。
Because our Lord is God that created the universe, is everything.
而且又是爱你到底的神。
And He's also the God that loves you.
他说他会顾念你，他就会顾念你嘛。
When He says that He cares for you, He will care for you.
那我们有什么重担要自己背呢？
For that reason, what else do we have to worry about?
就不需要了。
There's no need for that.
所以说来说去还是你对神的这一个信靠的问题。
So in short, it all comes back to your faith in the Lord.
我常常在思想一个事情。
Sometimes I kind of think about it.
就是我们基督徒如果碰到了难处， 我们的反应和世界上的人是一样的，那么信主和不信主有什么不同呢？
So if we call ourselves Christians, and when we face problems and difficulties, and if we, in the way that we behave is like the rest of the world, what's the point of believing in Jesus?
虽然我们都有软弱的时候，
but we do have times that we are weak.
但是我们靠着神的话，还有神的圣灵，我们彼此鼓励。
But as we depend on God's word and His love, we should be okay.
要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念我们。
We should surrender all our worries and our anxieties to Him because He cares for us.
靠主的意思是我们的心态来仰望他。
To depend on the Lord means that we commit our entire lives to Him.
那个重点是完完全全的依靠他的带领。
The main point here is to completely submit ourselves to His leading.
这里必须要说明一点。
Here I must point out something.
就是信靠神、信靠和顺服神是不能分开的。
Now, trusting and obeying God, these two things cannot be separated.
那这个、信靠靠主的意思并不表示我们什么都不做。
Now, trusting Him and obeying Him just doesn't mean that we will do nothing.
当神应许以色列人把迦南美地赐给他们的时候，
When God promised the Israelites that He will give them the promised land,
他们除了相信神的应许以外，
besides believing that God will keep His promise,
那他们自己人可是一定要进入迦南的。
Now they themselves have to enter into the promised land.
而且要和迦南的敌人打仗啊。
And they have to fight the Canaanites.
哦，迦南当时七族的敌人可是非常凶悍的。
Oh, the inhabitants in the land of Canaan, they are very ferocious.
所以相信的意思并不表示说我什么都不做，不是那样子。
Having faith in God does not mean that we will stop doing anything.
那个原则就是人要做当做的工作。
The principle is man must do what is necessary for him.
原来是应该我们做的事情，神不会代替我们去做。
Well, it means that what is supposed to be our responsibility, God will not do it for us.
但是我们不能做的事情呢，神就必定会帮助我们来成全。
But on the other hand, things that is beyond our means, God will take care of it.
希望我说。主耶稣也说过一句话，大家都很熟悉的。
I'm sure you will also remember that something that the Lord Jesus once said.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
The Lord says once says, for those who are weary and tired, that when you come before me, I will bear your yoke.
你想要得到主赐的平安吗？
Do you want to receive God's peace?
所以说你先要到主这里来嘛，先来到主的面前。
Jesus said that you must come before him.
来到主的面前意思就是把你的难处重担全部卸给他，交托给他。
The true meaning of coming before the Lord means that you have to shed all your burdens and all your difficulties to him.
这样我们的生活就轻松很多了。
In that way, our lives will be more peaceful, more blissful.
其实圣经告诉我们嘛，
Because that's what the Bible told us.
在耶稣基督里面，我们本来就应该生活得非常自由和轻省。
Yeah, because the Bible tells us that in Jesus, we are supposed to live a very peaceful and wonderful life.
因为这是一个正常基督徒的表现。
This is the true favor, true Christian living.
心灵的健康就产生出正能量来。
A healthy faith will generate some positive energy.
信耶稣不是单单只有永生而已。
Believing in Jesus does not just promise life eternal.
其实在今生就领受了很大的福气。
Even there will be plenty of blessings that is in the temporal.
这个福气就是我们不需要活在一个劳苦愁烦的状态当中。
And these blessings means that we do not have to live in anxiety and worries in the entire life.
因为我们所有的难处都有我们的阿爸父替我们承担了。
The Lord Father will take care of everything for us.
所以真正的关键仍然是一个信靠顺服的态度。
So the ultimate meaning is still a question of faith.
他既然是掌管宇宙万物独一的神。
Since he is the God that created the universe and all the living creatures.
又是爱我们到底的神。
He's also the God that loves each one of us.
我们就要学会把我们所有的难处带到他施恩的宝座面前来。
Therefore, we must learn to bring all our anxieties and our worries before him.
天父必按着他的方式、他的时间来成就。
And our Heavenly Father will make it happen according to his timing.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
你百分之百的相信他的应许吗？
Do you absolutely believe in his promise?
我们知道很多人，包括福音朋友，都喜欢听见证的。
We all know that a lot of people love to listen to personal testimonies.
因为见证是他个人亲身经历神的恩典的一个结果。
Because it is the result of the personal experience of something.
听见证也帮助我们对神的信心。
Listening to these testimonies will also help us to strengthen our faith in Jesus.
好，我们解压有三个方法。
Well, there are three methods to help us to depressurize.
第一个要常常唱诗赞美神。
Number one is to continually sing hymns to praise God.
第二个你是祷告交托给神。
Number two is to pray and commit yourself to the Lord.
第三个要去运动。
And number three, you must exercise.
啊，我发现运动呢，真的对啊，这个很多人有帮助。
I realize that exercise does help a lot of people.
现在很多人都在家里面，这个一直在家里面呢，的确是很闷的。
I know that a lot of us are now trapped in our homes, and it is quite boring.
感谢神呢，我自己现在每天跑步。
Praise the Lord, I jog every morning.
啊，一天呢跑两迈。
And I run about 2 miles every morning.
哎，我发现我的这个精神呢，各种状况呢越来越好。
I realize that I'm getting healthier and healthier.
啊，无论你做什么运动。
No matter what exercise you do.
啊，我觉得这个是对我们这个整体的这个身心灵的健康都有帮助。
It will certainly help us with our spirit and our energy and strength.
接下来我们再来看以弗所书的六章四节。
Let's continue to take a look at the Ephesians.
这里讲说第四节说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，不要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
The word of God from Ephesians 6:4 says, Fathers, do not exasperate your children.
我们发现这个圣经的真理非常平衡的。
We realize that the teaching of the Bible is a very balanced kind of teaching.
因为前面是对儿女说的。
Because in the first part is spoken to the children.
要儿女好好的孝顺自己的父母。
It tells the children to obey their parents.
但是到第四节呢，是对父母说的。
And then as we read verse 4, chapter 6, is speaking to the parents.
说你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。
It says, as fathers, do not Chinese fathers, they hold on to a very traditional views.
啊，因为做父亲的怎么不能够惹儿女的气，是什么意思呢？
So do they do not understand what does it mean by do not exasperate your children? Now, what is the true meaning behind this teaching?
首先，我们要承认我们每一个人都不完全。
So first of all, we must admit that we are not all perfect.
所以我们大人肯定也有说错话、做错事的时候。
So there are times when we say the wrong words or did the wrong things.
那我相信大家也同意西方文化有一个优点。
I also observe that there is a very unique thing about Western culture.
啊，就是当老美的这个父母，如果他们错怪了儿女的话，通常他们会向儿女道歉。
Oh, when American parents realize that they have made a mistake upon the children, they apologize to the children.
我觉得这个值得我们学习的。
And this is something that we must learn from.
因为中国人呢一向是好面子啊。
As Chinese, we talk about not losing face.
哎呀，这个做父母的，尤其做父亲的，是这个啊，要有权柄啊，要有权威嘛。
As the father of in the family, he must have absolute authoritarian kind of style.
所以就算自己错怪了孩子呢，好像也拉不下这个脸来去道歉。
Well, even they realize that they have done something wrong, and yet they just cannot apologize to the children.
是不是有这种情况发生在很多家庭里面吗？
I'm sure you have noticed that happened a lot in our families.
那如果你真的开不了口，可以用写的吧。
Well, if you really cannot open your mouth and apologize, how about putting on writings?
发达，你传一个短讯给你的孩子，表示你误会他，错怪他。
Or you can just text your child and say that you are sorry that you have incorrectly blamed them.
其实这个一点都不丢脸。
Nothing to do with losing face at all.
因为只要我们勇敢地承认我们自己的错。
As we courageously come and accept that we have done something wrong.
你的孩子反而更加的尊敬你。更加的体谅。
I tell you, your children will respect you more. They will understand you better.
千万不要被这个面子害死。
Do not allow this thing called losing face to hurt you.
所以说这个面子没有理智重要，还是理智，你跟孩子的关系啊紧密，这个才是最重要的。
Most important thing is not losing your face, rather it is amending your relationship with your children.
接下来我稍微谈一下有关小朋友打电脑游戏的问题。
Now, next thing I would like to touch on the subject of children playing computer games.
我的建议也是要学习平衡。
My suggestion is that we should adopt a balanced approach.
完全禁止小孩子不打不是上策。
If we completely forbid our children from playing those electronic games, that is not a good way.
啊，我们华人碰到事情都有上中下三策。
再来，
我们华人碰到问题的时候，常有上中下三策。
We Chinese have three approaches as we encounter some issues.
完全禁止你的孩子不打游戏呢，不是最好的方法。
Number one, completely forbid them from playing the games. That's not a good approach.
当然，你完全放纵他们打也是万万不可的。
On the other hand, if you completely let them just keep on playing, that is also a bad approach.
所以，怎么取得一个平衡是最好的一个方式。
So how do we adopt a balanced approach?
每家不同啊。
Every family is different.
所以根据你自己家的情况做一个调整。
According to your family situation, you've got to adjust.
那我们家以前定的规矩呢是周末可以打游戏。
In the past, in my family, we decided that the children can play games during the weekend.
因为平常从礼拜一到礼拜四，小孩子都有很多功课要做。
Because from Monday to Friday, the kids have a lot of homeworks that they need to cover.
啊，有的小孩子还要学琴啊，还有很多活动啊。
And then of course there are children who have to take piano lessons and a lot of other activities.
但是到了礼拜五呢，礼拜六、礼拜天呢，孩子也需要轻松一下。
Well, you know, in Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they need to be more relaxed too.
啊，所以可以让他们有一个打电脑的玩游戏的时间。
Well, that's time that you can allow them to play some computer games.
还有呢，有一次我学到一个功课。
And of course, there was one time when I learned a lesson.
我儿子那时候正在读高中。
The time my son was doing was in high school.
虽然是礼拜五，他打到晚上12点钟了，还没下来。
It was late in Friday, and he was continuing to play in the game until well past midnight.
我说可以下来了吧
？So I asked him, can we stop?
他说 ，Daddy 没有办法。
He said, Dad, I'm sorry, but I can't.
因为他跟几个队友啊，在全世界这个游戏上正是打得很激烈的时候。
Because he was playing a global virtual game and with people, participants over the world, and he cannot stop right in the middle of it.
哦，他们有好几个队伍啊，这个全世界各地方的正打得这个不可开交的时候。
And teams from different parts of the world were playing this virtual game at the same time.
所以我就学会呢，不能硬性规定，你到十二点，你一定要给我下来。
So I've learned from the lesson that we cannot enforce that by 11 p.m. you must stop.
我学到的功课是换位思考。
I have learned to be empathized as for what they're doing.
换了是你，可能也下不来嘛。
If I put myself into their shoes, I don't think I would be able to stop either.
因为他打到一半，他总要把这一局给打完，他才能够下来。
But he's right in the middle of it. He has to complete before he can stop.
那我想这是合情合理的。
I believe that is being fair.
当你用一个商量的态度跟孩子交流的时候，孩子的心里会非常感谢你。
When you use an attitude that is approachable to them, your children will thank you.
因为孩子知道你理解他。
Because they know that you understand them, you empathize their situation.
有一阵我还稍微参与一点我小孩子打游戏的情况。
Sometimes I even participate together in those games with my children.
哦，我儿子很高兴啊。
Oh, my son was really excited.
哇，他就有很多的这个游戏里面的情况呢，他很乐意跟我分享。
And so he liked to share with me all those different situations in the game.
啊，那我们的关系就更加密切了。
Therefore, through those conversations, our relationship becomes stronger.
其实打游戏也有一些好处。
Actually, playing those games have some advantages.
因为打游戏呢，训练一个人的反应要很快。
It teaches how to train to have faster reactions.
而且游戏也训练一个人的思维呢，非常的周密。
It also helps us to be able to have a very thoughtful training.
所以我们也不要有一个误会呢，就是说游戏就是一定100%的不好的，并不是那个样子。
So let us not misunderstood that these games are 100% not good.
所以我们对这个游戏有一个正确的理解，问题是我们怎么平衡小孩子的这个作息的时间。
So once we have a better understanding of the games, let us learn to adopt a more balanced approach with our children.
你给小孩子有他自己成长的空间嘛
？You must give them room for improvement.
做父母的需要神给我们智慧，不断的来引导孩子成长。
Being parents, we must ask God for His wisdom to guide our children as they grow up.
因为只有你做爸爸妈妈的最理解你孩子的个性，你孩子的脾气和习惯。
Because you, as parents of your children, you are the best. You are in the best position to know the habits and their life.
所以，当孩子长大的时候呢？我们最好不要用权威式的去下达命令。
So as our children grow up, let us refrain from using authoritarian rule to rule their life.
因为那不是最好的方法。
Because that is not the best approach.
最好的方法是和他做朋友。
The best approach is to befriend them.
以至于他愿意把他心里面的话通通告诉你。
You befriend them so much that they are willing to open up.themselves to you.
如果你的孩子上了大学，还常常亲近你，跟你联络，那我恭喜你，你就是一对成功的父母。
I would like to congratulate you if your children, after they are now attending college, and if they continue to talk to you, to share with you, that's a good thing.
我看过一些家庭，小孩一读大学，跟父母基本上就 没什么联络。
But I have seen that those children when they grow up and go to college, and then they completely stop communicating with their parents.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
关系第一。
Relationship first.
我们的信仰就是一个爱的关系嘛。
Our faith is the faith of relationship.
天下父母心都爱自己的孩子。
Parents all over the world love their children.
如果我们把这个关系建立得非常亲密紧密，那就是很大的祝福。
If we are able to establish a very close relationship with our children, that is great blessings.
今天的信息有四个重点。
Today there are four main points in the sermon.
我们来复习一下好吗？
Let's repeat that.
好，第一个就是父母当看重属灵的传承。
Number one is parents must place emphasis on their spiritual legacy.
第二个就是儿女当孝顺父母。
Number two, children must obey their parents.
第三个，我们要学习真正的交托给主。
Number three, we must learn to commit ourselves to the Lord.
第四个，父母要记得给孩子成长的空间。
And number four, parents must allow their children room to grow.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的爸父，我们感谢你为这所有做妈妈们的，我们献上感谢。
Lord Heavenly Father, we'd like to especially thank before you all our sisters who are mothers.
今天是母亲节，我们求你特别格外的保守所有做妈妈的，还有孩子们啊，身体的健康，心灵的活泼和喜乐。
May you bless these mothers and their children so that they may have a health, good health and good life.
谢谢你在这个疫情之下保守我们都有和睦的家庭。
And that's really in this time of pandemic that you will bless our family, bless our life.
求主继续带领我们的教会。
Lord, may you continue to lead and guide our church.
我们这个属灵的大家庭。
This great family of faith.
大家彼此更加的彼此相爱。
That we continue to love one another.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，别人就看出我们是你的门徒了。
So that when we love one another, people will see that we are your disciples.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We commit all glories unto you.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your blessings.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督得胜。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.